I'm here with Will from Flight. Hello, hello. Will.
Hi.
So we were actually just talking about this very quickly because we're sitting in your living room looking at all the DVDs that you have here. Mm. And that got me thinking, do you guys get influenced a lot by films and your music?
That's a good question. I do have a lot of DVDs that the people I live with are always really annoyed about because I kind of cling on to them sort of furiously, even though I could probably get it all online. But it's not, it's like a little trophy now. You can walk in here and see that I have watched films.
Exactly.
extensively. I think definitely. In fact, when I'm writing, definitely, mm-hmm. I often watch films whilst writing.
Okay.
Find that's quite a good sort of atmosphere to, you know, help you get into a zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could put on, I don't know, something like a Mike Leigh film or something like that that's got that very English sort of... quite sort of intense vibe, and you'll find maybe a song may come out in that sort of atmosphere. Do you know what I mean? Or you could put
kind
on
of, yeah.
Spielberg or something, you might end up writing a pop song. I don't know, there's an interesting theory. I haven't completely delved that far into it.
Mm-hmm. So there's a Donald Sutherland reference in Echoes. What movie is that one from?
That's from Don't Look Now, which is a sort of horror film from the 70s. The thing that song is referencing is there's a sort of notorious sex scene between him and the actress, and I've forgotten the name of, but anyway, it was sort of famously intense scene at the time. But actually I read it about when you watch something with someone and then it kind of maybe one of you's kind of turned on by it and then maybe the other one isn't so much, and you know, roll away in sleep instead of manifesting that.
Interesting. And actually with that, maybe expanding a bit, what is Echoes in Whole as about?
It's just about sort of the fragments of memory and how we kind of reconstruct what we think about the past.
Interesting.
Over time. So sort of, you know, if someone, the first verse is about that kind of person who maybe is unrecognised in their time and like a Nick Drake sort of character.
All right.
And the second verse is about a relationship and how maybe when you're with someone in that relationship and you think you're in love with them, but maybe perhaps what you're doing is you're clinging to that memory of when you first had those feelings, those strong feelings, and then you sort of have to keep clinging onto that feeling to kind of give meaning to the person you're with. You know, and similar things. And also the third verse is about a band playing a song to an audience that they wrote a long time ago, and it's sort of the fragments of that and what they felt about it and what it now means to them and what it means to the audience and how things just scatter and change over time.
I think I want to talk a bit about the upcoming debut album.
Yes.
What exactly, like, what kind of themes are you working with a little bit, or at least as far as I'm allowed to know?
The themes of it are very, like, narrative. It's funny we're talking, leading on from that, talking about films and stuff. It wasn't conscious, for sure, but there's lots of songs wanting to tell stories. One's about AA and time in AA and the 12-step program.
Interesting.
Yeah, and another song, Kathy Come Home, based off of the Ken Loach TV series in the 60s called Kathy Come Home, and that's very narrative. And there's lots of names in it. So there's Victoria Falls, Kathy
Course,
Come
yeah.
Home, Annie and Alistair is the AA one, and Archie Marry Me.
Always?
The Always version that we do. So we're kind of collecting these names. So you really get this sort of sense of, like, a portrait of where we're from and what's been going on around us. I just think the song, the pop song, is possibly one of the best forms to do that. I don't think people make the most of it.
No, I see what you mean. Like, I mean, I've been listening to you, to your music for a while now, and I definitely see that. You guys kind of have this, like, you have the well-rounded quality that a pop song has. Like, it really kind of packages everything really nicely, but you manage to fit so many stories and so many beautiful things into that package.
It's nice of you to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, well, that's the challenge. It's like packing in without it feeling ever like it's overloaded or it's got too much happening.
Yeah.
It wants to feel lean. It wants to be clear. You want to hear what each individual instrument is doing. We always try and avoid that kind of wall of sound. And with the lyrics, it's the same thing. Just like you've got to put as much entertaining stuff in there as possible without making it feel cluttered. It's tough, but it's so satisfying when you can do it, when you craft that in 3 minutes and you feel like you've done enough to keep people entertained for 3 minutes.
Right, I think I'm going to ask one final thing now.
Sure.
Obviously, you're quite local, So you probably have a good sense of the kind of music scene around London. And who around here are you really liking right now? Like, what other live acts are you liking here in London?
In London? We certainly have lots of friends who obviously will live around here. And you've got Spring King and, this band Screaming Peaches, who are very new, but they're really good. And very Glass, who are playing tonight. Although they're all South London. Sure, and then the Northeast is great too. I love it. I mean, I've always lived in Hackney, and I do love it here. FKA Twigs lives around the corner with our Pats.
Hey!
I see him all the time. And the guy from Metronomy just lives over there. So some really cool people, already established people, obviously. This hasn't turned into a ramble chat. This has been lean.
Yes, it has been. Like a song. It's been good and to the point.
It's like parallel.
There you go.
Going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is a good place to wrap it up, because I think we've kind of come full circle.
This is quite like just arcing the interview to a close.